With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, Super Bowl 60 is all set coming up on the 8th day of February in Santa Clara, California. It'll be the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. In recorded remarks to the March of Life, President Trump says his administration working hard against abortion.
6 years ago, I was proud to be the first president in history to attend this march in person. Since then, we have made unprecedented strides to protect innocent life and support the institution of the family.
Vice President Vance says he and his wife expecting an addition to their family.
I told you all that one of the things I most wanted in the United States of America was more families and more babies. So let the record show, you have a vice president who practices what he preaches.
President Trump has agreed with the head of NATO on a framework of a future deal on Arctic security, potentially defusing tension that had far-reaching geopolitical implications. Economist Steve Moore explains what he believes President Trump is doing with his comments concerning Greenland.
He is using the threat of tariffs against Europe and Denmark to get some resolution of this Greenland issue.
Moore making his comments this week on the Salem Radio Network. That winter storm dumping sleet, freezing rain, snow across much of the eastern half of the nation. In the southeast, branches and power lines snapping Sunday under the weight of the ice. Hundreds of thousands of homes without power. Heavy snow also falling from the Ohio Valley through the northeast. This is SRN News. What do you believe and think about the Holy Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows. That policy, one of the harshest attempts at population control the world's ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold or even killed because parents wanted their only child to be a boy. This is SRN News. Critics of President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill claiming it would drive the federal deficit higher. However, new federal budget data from the first 3 months of fiscal year 2026 shows revenue climbing without an increase in the deficit.
Those revenues increased by $141 billion, or 13% more than at this point last fiscal year. The biggest contributor to the surge was individual and payroll tax receipts. As the Unleash Prosperity newsletter points out, quote, the rationale behind allowing companies to deduct their investments in factories, equipment, machinery, and research and development was to stimulate business investment by reducing the tax penalty.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting the strategy seems to be working. The latest Atlanta Fed Bank report shows future tax revenues will be higher than expected. More details, srnnews.com.